Thank you. Well, good evening.
Good evening.
It is great to be with you for the next few nights. Thank you for having me. Tonight, our theme is freedom. I know we have a lot of problems in this country, but one of the things I thank God for is that we still have our freedoms. In fact, my love for our country's freedom is what drove me to join the military back when I was just out of college. For 7 years, I flew a KC-135, the air refueling airplanes. In fact, my last base was just up the road in Grand Forks back in the mid-90s. I wanted to do my part to defend our country's freedom, but you have to understand that my love for freedom happened long before that, when my own freedom was taken away from me. I spent time in solitary confinement. My mom said I was just being grounded. But for me, I had an overactive imagination. I thought it was solitary confinement. It was a Saturday morning, and my mom asked me to vacuum the carpet. I was probably about 10 or 11 years old. So I'm in the living room, and I'm vacuuming the carpet, and I felt like I was wasting my time because I couldn't see much happening. It wasn't like we had a lot of paper or dirt on the floor. So I was vacuuming, but I couldn't see anything happening. So I had a great idea. I went into the kitchen, I grabbed a whole loaf of bread, and I brought it into the living room, and I ripped it up into hundreds of pieces and sprinkled it all over the carpet, and then I started vacuuming up the bread. And I thought this was a great idea because I could see the part of the carpet that was vacuumed, and I could see the part that wasn't vacuumed. It was a great idea. My mom was upstairs, and she smelled something kind of funny happening, so as she came downstairs and saw me making toast with her vacuum cleaner, she wasn't impressed, and she said, "David, what are you doing?" I'm from the East Coast, and we're Italian. My mom couldn't talk if she didn't use her hands. She's like, "David, what are you doing?" And she said, "Go to your room. You're grounded." And I remember yelling, "I hate you." Now, I didn't hate my mom, but I hated being locked up. I mean, I must have been in that room for 5 minutes, and I couldn't take it anymore. I had to get out. I couldn't go down the stairs because my mom would see me. There was only one way out of my prison, my room, and that was the window. Now, back in the day, back when I was younger, I had one of those G.I. Joe action figures with the parachute. You know, you throw G.I. Joe up and then he floats down. G.I. Joe was my inspiration that day. I didn't have a parachute, but in my bedroom I had the next best thing. I had bed sheets, of course I did. So I went and I grabbed the top sheet off my bed and I said, I was made to be free. I can't be locked up like this. I opened the window and I looked out and I realized this is kind of high. Maybe I should do an experiment to make sure that this is going to work. So I snuck out into the hallway and I grabbed my mom's big potted plant. I brought it into my bedroom and I figured if the plant makes it down safely, I'm going next. And so I tied the top sheet of my bed to the plant and I threw it out the window. My bedroom growing up was right above the kitchen. My mom happened to be doing dishes when I was doing my science experiment. So when she saw her plant and my bed sheet just crash to the ground, there were no aerodynamics going on that day. I never experienced freedom for the rest of that day. As I got older, I thought, well, I know, when I get my driver's license, then I'll be free. When I get my driver's license, I can go anywhere I want. Nothing but the open road ahead of me. Now, I don't know if you remember the day you got your driver's license, but I remember my driving license day. In fact, I remember the exact route that I had to take for my test in my hometown. It was one of the most significant days of my life. I mean, my wedding day was fantastic. The birth of my 3 children, wonderful. But the day I got my driver's license, that was freedom. And I loved it. And then it was a cold winter night one year. I grew up in Connecticut, and it's not as cold as Minnesota and North Dakota, but it's cold enough for roads to freeze. And I had a friend in my car. There was a little bit of an icy road, but not no big deal. The car in front of me was going much too slow for the road conditions. So I went to pass that car, I slid on ice, and I totaled my brother's car in a ditch. And my driver's license didn't bring me the freedom I was looking for. As I got a little bit older, I thought, when I go to college, then I'll be free. When I go to college, I can do anything I want with whoever I want, whenever I want. And if I don't want to do it, I won't do it because I'll be free. You have to understand, when I went off to college, my Catholic faith was not at all important to me. I mean, I got the word confirmation confused with the word graduation. So when I got confirmed from the church, I thought, I'm done. In fact, I thought religion was kind of like a crutch. You know, maybe if you're not really athletic, then you can go to church. They'll welcome you. But I was the martial arts instructor at the University of Connecticut. I got to throw Division I athletes. It was a lot of fun. I didn't need God. I thought maybe if you're not really popular, then you can join the church group. They have to love you. That's their job. But for me, I was in the most popular fraternity on campus. I didn't need God. I thought maybe, you know, if you're not too smart, then you can pray. But for me, I was on a full scholarship. Some of you paid for my college education. Thank you so much. I had a free ride all the way through college. The Air Force said, we're paying for your tuition, your housing. We're even going to give you some spending money every month. I didn't need God. So I finally, after my whole young adult or childhood looking for freedom, I finally had it. I was in college. I could do anything I wanted, and I was. But I wasn't experiencing freedom. It was weird. I wasn't sad. I wasn't lonely. I wasn't depressed. I wasn't anything like that. I was having a great time. I was on a full scholarship. I had a beautiful girlfriend. I had my job waiting for me, flying airplanes after college. But there was just something missing. I was free, but I didn't experience that freedom. I didn't experience all those things that I was hoping for. A friend invited me to go on a retreat. I said, a retreat? What? I've already been confirmed. I don't do that stuff anymore. And he said, Dave, there's going to be some cute girls there. And I thought, oh, I've been meaning to go on a retreat for quite some time, sure. Because my girlfriend and I had broken up at that point. So I went on this Catholic retreat, and I wasn't really expecting anything to happen. And I don't remember much of what was said, but all I know is I started experiencing that one thing, that freedom that I was looking for. Ever since I was a little kid, and I thought I had to jump out of my window to get that freedom. Or when I got my driver's license or going off to college, I started experiencing this love of God. The person that was speaking talked about God as if he knew God. Now, don't get me wrong, I always believed in God. Ever since I was a small child, I just thought it was stupid to not believe in God, to think that we all just kind of happened here. So I always believed that God existed, but I kind of looked at God as if, kind of like the Force in Star Wars. If you've ever seen Star Wars, the Force is that thing that holds the universe all together. I believed that God was out there, but God's not someone or that you can know. God's just this force. Now, I don't know where I got that idea, because that's clearly not what the Catholic Church teaches, but in my 21-year-old mind, God was some mysterious, anonymous force. But on this retreat that I was on, they talked about God as a father. Now, I know you're thinking this guy is dumb. Of course God is our father, right? As Catholics, we know that. As Catholics, when we pray in the name of the... Yeah, if you know the answer, just shout it right out. There's that prayer that Jesus taught us, the Our Father. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then there's the creed at Mass on Sunday. We say, I believe in God the Father. So you and I, we've heard this before. I grew up knowing that God's my Father, but it never made its way 18 inches from my head to my heart. I had never experienced God as Father. I experienced Catholic faith stuff by... I went to a Catholic school, I learned my prayers, I knew the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, I could even spell Holy Spirit, but I didn't know God. In fact, I didn't know that you could know God. And here I was, a senior in college, on this retreat, and for the first time in my life, I experienced the love of God as Father. I've been doing ministry for about 20 years now, mostly with high school and college age students. And one thing I notice, no matter how old you are, whether you're a younger person or a retiree, that when we hear the word father, and we hear about God as a loving father, we hear the word father, we think of our own human dads. Now, for some of you, you grew up with a father who loved you, who told you that he loved you, and he really showed that love. And so when you hear that God is a loving father, it makes sense. I'm just guessing that some of you, maybe your father, your human father, was a good man, but he worked a lot to provide for your family, and maybe you didn't really know him. That was my experience. I loved my dad. I don't have any dad issues that I know of. But when I was growing up, my father worked in a factory on the night shift. So when I was at school during the day, my dad was at home sleeping. And by the time I got home from school, my dad was at work. So my parents were married for over 30 years. We all lived in the same house, but I only saw my dad on weekends. And by then, he was too tired to do stuff with me. I loved my dad. I just didn't know him real well. And I'm guessing maybe some of you never really got to know your human father on a real deep personal level. And so maybe you're thinking, how am I supposed to get to know God as a father when my own human father didn't show me that love? Maybe for some of you, you never got along with your human dad. Or maybe some of you, your parents got divorced and you didn't see your dad very much. Some of you, maybe your biological father took off on your family. And I know some of you, maybe just the word father gives you a bad taste in your mouth. And so you say, okay, I'll get involved in church and I'll do church stuff. I'll sing in the choir or I'll decorate for Christmas. But I'm going to keep God out there because what if he rejects me? I don't know what your experience of a human father is or was. But God is a father who loves us more than we'll ever comprehend. This one fundamental truth is the most important truth of the Catholic faith. In fact, it's the truth that everything else in our faith is built on. That God is not some anonymous force. He's a father who loves us. I'm guessing, and it's just a guess, I don't know most of you. I'm guessing that most of you believe that God is a loving God in general. Meaning God loves the world. But you still aren't sure, does he love me personally, you personally? We can think of God as a loving God, that God loves the world, but are you convinced of his love for you personally? Romans 5:8 says that God proves his love for us that even though we're sinners, he sent his son to die for us. As Catholics, we're used to seeing crucifixes. We see them all the time. In fact, we have them in our houses and we have them around our necks sometimes. But have you stopped to ponder what kind of love is that? You know, that really hit me several years ago when my oldest son, Anthony, when he was two. Anthony was 2 years old and he had a bad cold. And he's my one son that he can never just have a cold. It always has to escalate into something bigger. He has asthma, and so he couldn't breathe, and so we called the nurse line. And it was our firstborn son, and my son can't breathe that well. And they said, well, bring him outside in the cold air. That could, you know, bundle him up nice, bring him outside, that could help. So I brought him outside, it didn't help. And they said, well, bring him in the bathroom, start the shower just to get some steam going, that might help. That didn't help. So we rushed him to the hospital, and they did all these tests, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with my son. So they wanted to just take a chest x-ray, just to see what his lungs look like. I'm guessing most of you have had one x-ray of some sort in your life. Well, you and I know that x-rays do not hurt. They're just photographs. But my two-year-old son, Anthony, he didn't know that. All he knew was that I had to lay him on this table, and the best way to get a look at a two-year-old's lungs, a young person's lungs, is you got to stretch out their chest. So hold their arms out like this so you can get a good, clean look at their lungs. So I had to hold my son's arms down in a shape that might look somewhat familiar to you, And the look in my son's eyes was like, Daddy, what are you doing?